today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum, and we hope you are well. Thank you for choosing this program, today's special from IRIB English Radio, to listen to on Monday, 27th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of May, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
على ضفاف الذاكرة مد حبهم في القلب يده لا تسل كيف جنينا وانتمينا وثرنا بهم هم رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه فأنا بين خصالهم أجول بحبه أسطر رسالة حب وامتنان رسالة مبدأ رسالة دين قيم رسالة اثني عشر إمام.
For blessing this moment, let's listen a verse from the Holy Quran and the important point of it for today, verse 71 of chapter Al-Isra.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوم ندعو كل أناس بإمامهم فَمَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَأُولَئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا
Mention, O Muhammad, the day we will call forth every people with their record of deeds. Then whoever is given his record in his right hand, those will read their records, and injustice will not be done to them, even as much as a thread inside the date seed.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In interpretation of this verse in Islamic sources, there are numerous quotations introduced, all of which enlightened thoroughly the meaning of the verse, indicating that the purpose of this verse is imamate and leadership. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza, peace be upon him, said, On that day, every nation will be called along with its contemporary imam, or leader, and the book of their Lord, as well as the course of practice of their prophet.
إليه تارج العلوم كلها فبثها لكل قلب يبصر وسادس هو الإمام الصادق في الفقه غصن يافع ومورق إذ سيد العلم الرفيع جعفر العالم البر التقي الأوثق
Come with me, we'll want to learn about the life of Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. The life of Imam Sadiq guides us to his qualities and informs us about his inner self. He was among of the house or Ahlul Bayt, whom Allah drove away on cleanliness and purified them thoroughly. He was among the family whom the Prophet, may Allah bless him and his family, left along his community to explain the silent book of Allah. Besides, his family and Allah's book form the firmest handle which shall not break off, and whoever holds fast to it shall be saved from the ways of misguidance.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. This is Ali, your host, and we shall be talking about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam caused the springs of knowledge and wisdom to gush out of the earth. Yathrib, one of the institutes of sciences. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam chose Yathrib, the land of emigration and place of descent of inspiration, as a place for his great school and institute. Thanks to his efforts, Yathrib became one of the cities of science in Islam and one of the institutes of sciences. As for the place of giving lectures, it was, of course, the mosque of the Prophet ﷺ, where the Imam gave his lectures and lessons on all arts. The Imam sometimes gave his lessons in the courtyard of his house. When the school of Imam Sadiq al-Islam opened its doors for all children of the Muslims, a great number of the pioneers of science hurried to join it. The narrators mentioned that their number was 4,000 students. This number is great in comparison with the other science institutes of that time. So a question that might come to the mind is that was Imam Sadiq al-Islam the founder of the Shia school or its promulgator? This does not mean that the Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam is the founder of Shia thought, since Shia thought existed in the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in an organized and systematic manner. Mutawatir traditions, that is, traditions that have been narrated and discussed in abundance, and the illuminating guidance of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had specified its limits, and passage of time and occurrences had no share in its development. The first founder of the great school was Imam Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, the first pioneer of knowledge and development in Islam. He spared no effort to spread sciences and educate the Muslims.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
We have a narration here entitled Helping Non-Shiites. A companion has reported at a drizzling night, Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, left home to the shelter of some non-Shias. I followed him, but suddenly something dropped from his hand. He said, "In the name of Allah." He then asked me to search for it with my hand and give it to him if I find it. I suddenly touched pieces of bread spreading on the earth. I gave to the Imam whatever I had found. Then I saw a bag full of bread in Imam's hand. I said, "Would you kindly permit me to carry them for you?" The Imam said, "No, it's I who must carry it. Nevertheless, come along with me." We reached the shelter and came across a group of people who were asleep. The Imam hid one or two loaves under their clothes. When he helped the last person, we returned to our place. I said, "May be your ransom. Do they know the truth?" The Imam said, "I would help them with salt if they knew it."
Ya Allah, send your peace and blessing on the final prophet and his family.
the attributes of a real Shia Muslim based on our narrations. The Shia are the God-fearing. Imam Sadiq said that when the Prophet of Islam conquered Mecca, he stood in Safa and said, "I am the messenger of Allah to all of you. I feel pity for you. Do not depend on the fact that Muhammad is from you. By Allah, I swear, my followers, whether they are from your clan or any other clan, are only Allah, the Allah-fearing. I will not admit you on the day of resurrection if you come to me burdened with the worldly disadvantages while others come with the advantages of the world to come. I'm excused regarding my mission to you and the commandments of Allah for you. I have my own deeds, and you will have your own deeds."
Many of you know, my dear brothers and sisters, that the Imam alayhi salam was very much concerned about the education and the spiritual enlightenment of the people. The Imam alayhi salam, he had a plan. The Imam didn't just sit on the pulpit and just speak haphazardly. The Imam had a mission. The Imam had a goal. He had a program, an educational program for the wider community. The Imam gave public sermons. And the Imam took advantage of that window of time that he had. As the Umayyad dynasty was collapsing and the Abbasid dynasty was rising, there was a power vacuum. There were several years where the Imam had the opportunity to educate the masses and he didn't waste a single day. Not a single day passed unless this Imam would preach to the people. He was so accessible to the people. He would engage with the atheists, with Christians, with Jews, and he welcomed people from all backgrounds. The Imam would sit and speak with theologians, and he would speak with fishermen. He would speak with scholars, and he would sit with the date seller. The Imam alayhi salam had this humility. You know, when you think about people who have immense knowledge, you know, if you've ever been to a university, usually the more senior an instructor is, the more senior a professor is, you know, it's a bit suffocating to talk to them because they have all of these titles and many of them become very arrogant as a result of the knowledge that they possess, right? Some of them, for example, if you accidentally call them by their first name, they'll be insulted. You have to call me Doctor, Dr. Fulan, and all of these titles, and maybe even on their tombstone, you have to put all of the titles. They have this complex. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, even though he had this immense knowledge, he was the most humble of people. And this is a very rare combination. To be someone of great knowledge and great humility. I'll give you one example of the humility of this man. And because you have to understand that having knowledge is not enough to capture the hearts of the people. There are many people that have knowledge. But it was the Imam's character, the way that he carried himself, that was just magnetic. Very much like his grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of today's special. Our time is over now, and we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi aman Allah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي
علي إمامي علي إمامي.